Zvachim, Perches, Mishnah Yud Beis, last Mishnah in Perekat Aruvis, Chatos Shekibol Domo B'Shnei Koisois. The Chatos' dam was Niskabel Shnei Koisois. By the way, there's no ma'akiv on any carbon on the dam being Niskabel Shnei Koisois. Not that there's much of a need, because the Koyin that Zoyrik, or the Koyin that does the Matan Domim, is going to do it from one Kois. But let's say the dam was Niskabel B'Shnei Koisois. Yotz Echemem Lachutz, Hapnimi Kosher. The a tifin akuda over here. There's a psul yoytze, which we haven't discussed much, but it's by every kodesh when something goes out mimichitzosoi. Das heißt, kachim kalim that goes out of Yerushalayim. We're talking about the bosser of kachim kalim that goes out of Yerushalayim. The mokum achil is Yerushalayim. So the bosser that goes out, it's chalin in a psul. Gemara has a very interesting makor, which is not kachim dik. And Chazal understand that since the pasuk Losh on the pasuk is Bosa Basode Treifa Loisechelu, is Basode refers to Bosa that's Yotza Mechitzase. Soda is an open place. Everything has its place. If it's Yotza from its Mokoim, so then it becomes Nifsal. We'll say another example of the same type of idea. Again, the Sabbath Oizen, just to see how far Chazal take this, is that let's say a behemoth is nishkat, and inside the behemoth is a vlad, we call it a ben pakua. The behemoth, the vlad that's inside the mother, becomes hutar with the shchita of the mother. However, let's say the behemoth already stuck its hand, or any one of the tzevorim, out of the mei imoy, out of the rechem imoy, that chelik of that vlad is yotza mimichitza, because its mechitza is berechem imoy. And therefore, it doesn't become mutter with the shechita. So this idea is lav davka kachem dik, but this is the lav, the way the Gemara says it, that there's a lav on eating something which is yotzim mechitzosa. The yotzim mechitzosa, like we said, is boso kachem kalim sheyotzim Yerushalayim, boso kachem gadoshim sheyotza michutz lakloim, from outside the Azara. It could also be going on dam, hein kotch gedoshim, hein kotch mgam, the dam of a korban is miyud to put on the mizbeach, and the dam has no business outside of the Azor, even by kotch mkalim. So therefore, dam that's yotzer, not that you need an iser of yotzer to aser ba'achila, but it becomes puzzle. The dam that's yotzer mimichitzosa, i.e., the choyme aso azora, the chutz l'kloim, becomes nifsal from being mechaper. Therefore, when it's yotzer echemehem lachutz, one kois of dam hapnimi kosher. The chiddush over here is, is that the kabbalah sadam, like we said, naturally, kabbalah sadam is in one kois. The fact that it was in the skabal in two koisois, but it's still one kabbalah sadam. Oy bazoi, there would be a mokum lodun that the yotze of one kois shafs a chalois psul in the whole kabbalah sadam. And Mamel, there's a paslus that's chal on all the dam, like being mechashev part of the dam with a machshava psula. Of course, it passes the whole avoda. Maybe you'd say the same thing by yoytze. Come ashmal that not. L'chayra, logically, the same thing should be by the next case. Nichnas echemem lufnim. The same way there's a psula yoytze by dam or the boss of a carbon that's yotze. And therefore, there's a din by koisis dam, mashe yotza yotza, mashe lo yotza lo nifzal. What about nichnas? Nichnas, we had in the previous mission, is a din that dam chitzoin, that was nichnas lefnim, which is not mekoimoi. It's not yotze, but it's nichnas. We had before machlek, so we keep in the chachom that it's by all karbonis, or if it's only by chatos chitzoini she nichnas lefnim b'teichayeko. Vinishvi, nichnas echa mehem lefnim. Dam that was chitzoin, and we'll call it chatas chitzoin this way, it's l'kuli alma. It was nichnas l'flim, b'yoseg lili makshe b'chitzoin. The one that went in was nifsal. The one that stayed out, one kois is not mashpi on the other one. Like we just explained, the gabi yoseg v'chom paislim. V'chomim understand that by nichnas, there's a pastos that's chalon all the dam, even the chelik that stayed outside. Am rabbi yoseg lili, ma'am b'mokim shamachshav paiseles. Das heißt, bachutz. When we talk about the mokum which is chutz lim koimoi, so that is enough. That place is we'll call it poisonous enough. That mokum is a paslus enough that if a person uses it b'machshava, he zayrik or he sheichit or any of the other avodos al menas lechol b'chutz, it passes the whole carbon, right? That's machshava peselus of chutz l'mkaymai. And still the din is that that mokum doesn't have enough of a koyach paslos, loyoso es hamishur to passel up the shiur, the rest of the dam, ki yoytze, it doesn't have enough of a koyach in the, all the dam to passel, to make a chalois paslos in the shar, hanisha b'koyzach, eh? Mokum she'en ha-machshova p'yseles, a mokum which is not a mokum that passels a kob machshova. If a person would think, b'sha shkitas, a regular carbon oil in the Azara, that he's planning on being zayrik the dam, bifnim, even though the machshava is a machshava shel shtos, but doesn't passel. So if that is not a mokum ha-poiselas, and it didn't shalei nasas ha-mishur keniknas, isn't it poshut that it doesn't have a koyach paslus, like I'll be pasling mashenisha because sheni? Rabbi Yosef is saying a pashut kavachaim. The Chacham don't answer back because they don't have an answer back. And Svorah, Rabbi Yosef is definitely right. They have exes because of the Rav brings a sheyuva midomo with a pasuk that's talking about dam, which goes bifnim, which is where the Chacham dash in this din of dam shenichnas is nifsal lezrika. So a sheyuva midomo of its dam. Afilu mikzas domo, midloichsiv es domo. Lemaisa the mafashim bring down the Rabbi Yosi Aglili in the Gemara cheshbens out the din of chatas chitzayne shenichnas lufnim is posel from a different posel. Hein lehuva es domo la kadosh pnima. So it's not the posel doesn't say midomo. The posel says hein lehuva es domo. Es domo means all the dams. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili doesn't have the gzeza kosum. They have a din midomo of afilu mikzas. So they hold stating them that the dam posels. And the Rabbi Yosef Aglili's Kalva Chaimu in Svar is definitely right. Now the Mishnah says a different din. Nichnas l'chaper, this din that dam chitzoin, that's nichnas l'fnim, passels. What happens if it was nichnas l'chaper, afal pi sheloi kiper? Doesn't have to be that the dam was actually nizrak on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It's enough that it was brought in al menas l'chaper, passel. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Ad Sheyechaper, until it's actually Nizrak. The paslus of Dam that's Bifnim has to be Ad Sheyechaper. The wording of the Pasuk is that way. The Pasuk is Hasheyuva Midomo, the Pasuk says Lechaper. So Rabbi Shimon holds Lechaper means only when it's actually Mechaper Bifnim, it passes it up to Lezriko Bachutz. Rabbi Eliezer holds Yuva Lechaper is going on the Havo. A havo shalei amenas lechaper, it doesn't passel. Also, you look at the mafashim over here. There's another way, another point to bring out. Also, what happens if it was lo yuva lechaper, but lemaisa was lechaper? It was nizrak al gabi mizbeach apnim. That would also passel. So it's either or. Either it was yuva amenas lechaper, or even if it was yuva by mistake, but lemaisa was miskaper. If Shimon holds, it has to actually be mechaper. If Yehuda goes further, if Yehuda Aimem Hichnas Shoigeg Kosher. The way the Mepharshim say, the way the Gemara comes out, so if Yehuda Be'etzim in principles maskim to Reb Shimon, that's only Dam that's Mechaper. But even that, if it was B'Shoigeg, then not. It's only if he tried to one up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Reben Shem said that this Dam is Nizek Bachutz, and he tried to be Hecher, more Pnimi, and he brought it inside. That's only when it's Mezit. Mishnah goes weiter. Kol adam mapsulim and shenitlo agabi mizbeach. All dam that was put on the mizbeach, where the dam was posel al yoytze, lo hirtze atzitz. There's a concept called ritzu atzitz, which we haven't met up with. It comes up in different places. We had it in Pesachim, in Yuma a little bit. It does come up over here in the sugis, but not so much in the mishnayis. The pasuk says in Pashas Tetzava on the beged of the tzitz, v'hoyal metzach aron v'nos aron asavoyin hakadoshim. So the Gemara explains, this is a sugi in Shavuos that talks about all ritzuyim kaporos on tumas avoyin kadoshim, tumas mikdosh to the tumas kadoshim. The first few prakim in Shavuos, we learned that extensively. So there's a, since the din says that there's a bazunder ritzui in Venos Aaron's Havayin HaKadoshim on the tzitz, so there's something called ritzui tzitz. Torah doesn't say what. Chazal say that it's going on the pasuk that says, this is a pasuk in Parshas Emor. And the pasuk is talking about the fact that there's an avoin kodoshim, kodesh v'tumosoi. So we see that the normal, the general, the stomias of a context of avoin kodoshim is related to tumah. So we see the avoin kodoshim, and we'll dash that legabe ritzitzit, that v'nosayans avoin kodoshim is going on something tumah. It doesn't say what case of tumah. So here the rule of thumb is that any psul where the carbon was be'etzem oimid to be miskaper. We're talking over here not about tumah necessarily. The Gemara Lamai says that ritzu tzitz refers to anything else which is only a subtle pastlus in the kodesh, where the kodesh theoretically could have been miratza. L'moshel, a balmum is enemy minataina. There are certain types of animals that are posel akrov, it's not shaykh. But there are psulim, like tumah, which be'etzim were oimid lakrov. Yoytze, dama yoytze, be'etzim was oimid lakrov. So there as well, there'll be a ritzui, that lamaise, if the dam was nizrak, the tzitz is miratza, and the zrika works. And this really is a shtikal akdoma to the next perek, to perek ha-mizbeach mekadish, that talks about a level of a carbon which is posel, but on a certain level it still has a shem carbon. We'll see if it's a shem there. So the ritzui tzitz could do that with certain paselsin, where it could make it that b'dieved it is miratza, even though l'chatchila you would not be miratza that way, you would not be zerik the dam. So the Mishnah just puts down that klal, kol adam ma'psulim shenitnu agam imizbech lahir tzitz ela al atome, o psulim. Don't have ritzitzitz, tumo. Shatzitz miratze ala tome, ve'eni miratze ala yoytze. The koyach of the tzitz miratze is only on the avoyin HaKadoshim, which is tumo, and not on yoytze, even though yoytze, be'etzim is something that should have some type of bidyevedika level of carbon, but tzitz miratze not. Where it would have a shame carbon, that means Hashem, like we said, we'll see in the next perek. So let's start. Perek Tess, Amizbeach Mekadesh Eseroi Loi. The Mishnah over here is telling us a big klal in Kodshim, that there's a level of Hakrova, which in the Seder Hakrova, Lemaise, the carbon is not Meratz, it's not Mechapet, the carbon is Posel. But on a certain level, that which was put on the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. The Gemara brings a Pasuk. V'hoya Mizbeach, this is a Pasuk really in Sefer Shmois, even before the Avodah Sakabonos in Sefer Yikra. This is a Pasuk b'negeh to the Mizbeach. It's a Pasuk at the end of Daktzach Pashas Tetzaveh. V'hoya Mizbeach Kodesh Kodoshim, kol ha-negeh ba-Mizbeach Yigdosh. The Mizbeach is Kodesh Kodoshim. There's a certain Kedusha that's Chal al-Yidei touching the Mizbeach. What is the Pasuk referring to? Chazal understand this is referring to something which is not part of the regular Seder Ritzui, Kapor of Dam that went on the Mizbeach, or after there was a kosher Azrika's Dam, so the chalokim that are put on the carbon by a regular carbon, the Haktar's Chalom Vemurim, by carbon Oilo, the whole Gufa Behema. There's something else that even when it's out of the realm of regular Ritzu Kapor of Vinirza, Lechapelov, etc., there's a din, the Gemara calls it Lachmoy Shom Mizbeach. Just similar to the term that we used earlier in the Masechta, Achilas HaMizbeach. Lachmei Shom Mizbeach comes from the wording in Parshas Pinchas, where that which was put on the Mizbeach is called as Korboni Lachmi. The Torah HaKadosh refers to that which was put on the Mizbeach as Lachmei Shom HaMizbeach, Lachmei Shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyochel. So Lachmei Shom HaMizbeach is something which was put on, which again is not part of the regular Seder Zurika Sadam, which is Miratza. What it is was a Bazundra Chalois Hegdish for the fact that it was put on the Mizbeach. What is that? What does that refer to? So the Mishnah first assoys him as a Roiloi. The Shaila is what goes into Roiloi. If somebody would take a Tzvi, a deer, and he would shecht it, it's not a carbon. Chayis don't have any Hakrov al Gabi Mizbeach. If somebody would take a carbon which is completely possible, like a balmum, is also not miminataina, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. That was, we said, the shtugalag doma. It has to be on a certain level, lachmishal mizbeach. For whatever reason, the korban was not miratza. The question is how far away it could be from the real state of ritzur and kapora ala mizbeach that the bosor that's put there is still called lachmishal mizbeach. What's the nafkamina, by the way, of being lachmishal mizbeach? Doesn't help for the kapora. So the loshen over here is olo lo yerid. That means if the bosor goes up on the mizbeach, you're not mechuyif to take it down. It becomes part of the achilas mizbeach. That's all. There's no nafkamina legabi being yotzi dechevosoi, and the bosor that's up is anyways pesulim mikdashim. It's not mutter to be mishtamishin it. There's nothing you can do with it. So it's anyways koydish, or anyways has to be burnt. The shal is the kahanim mechuyif to schlep down the bosor of that korban hanifsel and to burn it b'mokum pesulim mikdashim, or could it be burnt up as lachma shel mizbeach? And we call that a mol lo yerid. So the Mishnah says, if Yeshua Aimer Kol Roy Leishim, doesn't define what's Roy Leishim. It's Roy to be Eish Shalam Mizbeach. Im Ol Lo Yerid, Shenemar, the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, Hi Hoylo, Al Moikto Alam Mizbeach. The Yeshua Dar has an interesting drash over here. The word Hi Hoylo, he is not. It is an oilo. That's not the regular way of saying it. The regular way of saying it would be hu ho'ilo. Hi ho'ilo means it's nasa, b'loshen chazal, b'haviyoso tehei, that it's oilo al amizbeach, that's what makes it kodesh. Now, regular korban, the zvikas hadam, makes it roi l'mizbeach. Here we have something where the Torah is describing it, that it becomes an oilo al mikdal mizbeach when it goes on the mizbeach. So what could that be? It's only something that's nifsal, that the Zvikas Adam does not make it Roy L'Mizbeach. And still the halacha is, it's Roy L'Ishim. It's Roy to be put on the Mizbeach, then Im also L'Teirid. Av kol dover shu Roy L'Ishim, Im olo lo yerid. Even if it's a dover apostle. Rami Gamliel, lo yimekol Roy L'Mizbeach, Im olo lo yerid. Rami Gamliel says a little bit different. Not Roy L'Ishim, but Roy L'Mizbeach. What's the difference? Roy Leishim is that which normally is burnt up on the Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, on the Mokum Haktor, the Mokum Sreifas Karbonis. What is that? The Bosor, the Chalovim, the Emurim, etc. Mashenkein, the Dam and the Nesochim are poured on the Mizbeach. They're Roy on the Mizbeach, but they're not Roy Leishim. So that L'choy is including Kol Roy LeMizbeach Mollayet Shenema Hi Oilo Al Moikto Al Mizbeach. He reads Hi Ha'ilo Al Mizbeach Ma Oilo Shiroi Le Mizbeach Im Olso Lo Yerid Av Kol Dov Shiroi Le Mizbeach Im Olo Lo Yerid. They sound almost the same thing, and the Mishnah points that out. Ein Ben Divrei Rami Gamliel Divrei Rabbi Yeshua Elo Hadom Ba Nesochim Dom Nesochim Rami Gamliel Loimer Lo Yerdu. Rami Gamliel holds Lo Yerdu because Roi Le Mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer She Yerdu. Only Roi Le Ishim, not Roi Le Mizbeach. The rationale maybe in Rabbi Yeshua, even though it's all Gzesa Kosos, how to read the Pasuk, is maybe that this din is taka, not a din that's supposed to supplant the regular Seder, Hakrovas Hakarban. If it's possible, it's possible. We're talking about something that's only in the state of Haktara, not that which is a Maisa Avoid of putting on to the Mizbeach. Memela, the Roy L'Mizbeach, Dam Nesochim, is a Maisa Zrika, a Maisa Avoida on the Mizbeach. That which is on the Mizbeach is not there as a Maisa Avoida. You're right, it's a Apostle of Covenant, there's no Maisa Akhtaro. It's Roy Leois Nisraf al Mizbeach. That's only Bosa, Akhtaro's Chalom Be'murim, and the rest of the Bosa of the Covenant. This is the Machalekes from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and like the Mishnah says, the Nafkamina is Legabi Nesochim and Legabi Dam. The Mishnah adds another knetch, which is not really getting involved in the etzem back and forth between Rami Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Hazevach Koshev Anesochim Psulim. What happens in a case where the carbon was kosher, there was something nifsal, betum mustama, in the Nesochim, Hanesochim Ksherim Vazevach Posel, or the Nesochim Be'etzem that were Neskadish, they were put into a klisharis, they would be roy, except that they're nitval to a carbon. We had earlier in the Masechta, the standard Nesachim is Nesachim that's brought with a carbon. You have all the Karbonis, Karbon Tom and Karbon Musaf. These are, and in Parsha Shlach, you have as well for a Karbon Yochid. These are the Nesachim for a par, for an ayil, for a seh, how much Nesachim there is of Shemen, of Soilus, and of Yain. And the Kedusha of the Karbon makes also the Din HaKrov on the Nesachim. We had before Lagabi, if a person's mechashev a machshava paiselas in the nesachim doesn't passel the carbon, but a machshava paiselas in the carbon definitely passels the nesachim. The nesachim is a nitfal, it's an auxiliary, it's chal as a nitfal to the carbon. So in this type of case, we have one but not the other. Vafilu ze vize psulim. Hazevach lo yered, vanesachim yeredu. The din of zochim lo yered, which is muskim. Lekuli Alma, there's a din of Mizbeach, Mekadosh, it's Lach Mishal Mizbeach. Nesachim Yeredu, the Nesachim that are a nitval to a carbon, don't have that din. The Gemara brings a Pasuk, Lefishit Sub Shimin, that since the Pasuk describes this din of Mizbeach, Mekadosh, and Molo Yered in terms of Oilo, so it has to be Dum Yedda Oilo, it has to be a Zach which Be'etzim by itself has a Koyach Hegdish. It's important to point out that Rav Shimon is only talking about Nesachim Yeredu. If the Nesachim are the type of Nesachim that we just described, that are Netvolim to the carbon. There is, however, a din of Nesachim. A person could be Noidiv, could bring as a separate Nedava, a Nesachim. That Nesachim is a Zach, which is Hukrav Kishela Atzmai. If it's Hukrav Kishela Atzmai, it's not a Hukrav as a Nitval too. It's a Dova Haniskarav, Han Hukrav Bifnei Atzmai. Avivayde Tukra Bifnei Atzmai, it is Daim Alayla, and then it has a Din also Mal Alayerid. That's what the Gemara points out, Peshitas, Rib Shimon.